Healthy communities are not a natural resource. They are the result of people working hard to make sure that everyone has access to quality health care. But like natural resources, healthy communities need to be nurtured and protected if they are to exist for our children and grandchildren. For more than 36 years, East Valley Community Health Center has succeeded in growing healthier communities in the East San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys, often in difficult circumstances. As a community health resource, East Valley cares for the working poor and the uninsured. Men, women, and children, some who don't even have the money for daily bus fare, know that if they show up at East Valley's doors, those doors will open to them. It is the way it has always been. East Valley and the community are cut from the same fabric. Our patients are our neighbors. And together, we make a human quilt, stitched together with caring threads. That community quilt continues to expand. As a federally qualified health center, East Valley is part of a national healthcare safety net of over 1,000 health centers, serving 15 million people in 5,000 sites located throughout all 50 states.
It's important that East Valley became federally health qualified because it means we receive more funding for the services we provide and therefore can expand the services we provide. It's sort of I suppose an honor might be a word too. There's not every clinic like this is federally health qualified.
But even as the pattern of care grows, our focus at East Valley remains local because we believe that our brand of health care has the greatest impact on patients living close to the centers. We know, and recent studies agree, that uninsured people who live close to a community health center are more likely to seek medical care sooner than people who live in an area without a center. Making an early decision to seek care often means the difference between life and death. You don't need to look far to find proof. Early detection of localized breast cancer increases the 5-year survival rates to 97%. Yet the common reasons for not having a regular mammogram, cost, driving distance, inconvenience, are the simplest obstacles to overcome. With East Valley in this community, women can receive free mammograms at convenient times and in accessible locations. Last year, 1,771 women came to East Valley for tests. And for the 88 women who had abnormal results, this access to early testing and intervention could well save their lives.
It's very good that I have the mammogram here in the East Valley. The doctor told me I have a cancer. I feel very comfortable here, especially with the personnel. And they have everything I needed for my treatment and my assistant.
Keeping our communities healthy is what East Valley does best. Through the years, we've added services to meet the needs of the community, from breast and cervical cancer programs to primary and prenatal care and dental services. As a community health center and resource, we not only improve the health of families, we improve the health of our business community. Increasingly, local employers say they cannot afford to offer health benefits. Many of these employers are small to mid-sized companies. Yet even larger employers, citing skyrocketing healthcare premiums, are cutting back health benefits and passing more costs on to their workers.
My husband and I are a team, and we have 3 employees. Just for my husband and I, it's $800 a month to supply medical insurance for ourselves. And if I was to provide health insurance for my employees, that's an additional $2,400 a month, which basically would break my business. If East Valley Community Health Center was not here, 3 of my employees would not have health care, would not have a place to go.
Without East Valley, Many of the workers at these local companies, the people who keep Southern California's economy growing and prospering, would not be able to stay healthy. And if the workforce grows sicker, production slows and the economy stalls. But investing in healthy communities is not the job of one health center or one hospital system. Healthy local communities benefit all of us, regardless of where we live in the East San Gabriel and Pomona Valleys.
What I find most rewarding about patient care here at East Valley is that these patients are the patients that need it the most. They're the patients that have no other resource, and we can really provide them outstanding quality services in a situation where they have nowhere else to turn.
When the larger community support community health centers, it eases the burden on our region's overtaxed emergency rooms and helps to stop the closures we've seen over the past couple of years. The simple reality is that when no local care options are available, people go to the next closest healthcare facility, often for treatment of minor problems. As a result, emergency rooms are overwhelmed, and ultimately many cannot afford to stay open because they are treating larger numbers of uninsured patients.
If East Valley were no longer in this community, it would negatively impact the community in terms of the patient's health. They would put off care until such a time that they could no longer deny that they're having a problem. They would show up at the ERs, and the ERs, as we all know, are already overburdened with patients. So East Valley not being here would have a huge impact on the health of this community, because it would have an impact on the health of the people in the community.
For patients, these closures make a bad problem worse. When an emergency room closes, both the uninsured and the insured have to travel greater distances and wait longer to receive care. These delays likely lead to an increase in deaths. By caring for the local community and treating the working poor and uninsured, East Valley Community Health Center helps to improve health care for everyone, providing timely care and reducing the unnecessary use of local emergency rooms. The need for this critical service is growing as the number of residents who are uninsured or underinsured increases each year, which is why East Valley is committed to building a new facility on our current site in West Covina.
We are at the point where we are really ready to grow. We need more space and in order to be able to really meet the needs of this community.
The 25,000 square foot building will allow us to expand the number of examination rooms from 10 to 19, increase the number of medical visits, expand the center's oral health care program, develop new vision services, and enhance support services to patients and their families. Even with all of those improvements, we've been able to design the facility so that its size and appearance complements the surrounding community. Like you, we are proud of our neighborhood and want to preserve it as a good place to live and work. If we are to continue to bring these desperately needed healthcare services to the community, we need your help and your support. Working together, we can make the new healthcare center a reality, a community resource of which we can all be proud. Our plans are to open the doors of the new healthcare center in March of 2007. To do that, we need to come together as a community and continue our campaign to raise more than $6 million for construction, equipment, and technology. It's a big challenge, a big dream, but that's what we do here every day. We help people overcome challenges and achieve dreams of better health and better lives. We invite you to be part of this exciting challenge, to give what you can afford, and to share in this unique opportunity to make our communities healthier places in which to live and work. Together, we can make this dream come true. Together, we can make our community a healthier and better place for all of us.